How can you make your shoots more efficient? Hi everyone, my name is Camilo and I'm one of the editors for Vision Paradox. I edit mainly video, but I have a background in photography and sometimes it comes in handy. I think the main point is to have a very extensive pre-production instance. I can't tell you how many times a project I've worked on has turned in a real pain in the ass just because it had a poor pre-production instance. It's one of those mistakes everybody makes, but you need to fix as soon as possible. If not, it will make you lose time and money.
I swear that myself that every shoot, because even having a game plan, but here's what I have done. One is have a treatment ready. Well, shoots is very, very broad here. So I'm just gonna assume it's some sort of production, like film shoot or music video shoot. So here's what I do to try to kind of be more effective and efficient. One is have a treatment. Two is have a kind of a storyboard or kind of outline of what happens in the video. And from there, I prioritize, it depends on what the shoot is. I prioritize either the simplest shots first that require like little to no effort, and we can probably get it done and we can get start building momentum. Or I also prioritize shots that require the largest number of people, because then we can get that complex mess out of the way immediately. So that outline gives me an idea like, okay, I should prioritize these shots. Okay, depending on the look wherever you're filming, I scout the location. I go to the location and I preferably with a friend, so that way you can do test shots in terms of lenses or angles. You can see like, okay, this looks good on 18, this looks good on a 50. That way you kind of answer these questions beforehand, so that when it comes time to shoot, you know what you want to do. Or you can also test, do camera moves to see what you like. And this is what we do for what Vision Paradox does when we're doing Vision Temper Tantrum. We scout, we do a lot of camera tests. And then what we also do, have recently implemented, is we do 3D scans from Polycam, and we scan the area and then we talk about it online, and then we start planning out potential camera moves. Not only that, we also try to plan out potential lighting setups and where we can put it, so that way it's not in shot. And then when we get to location, we know exactly where to put the lights. We know exactly how the camera moves are. We know exactly what shots need to be done first. Yeah, so there's a lot. And then also with that, a lot of communications. If you're working with a team, you want to communicate as much as possible with your team. So tell them exactly like, here's what we're doing for this shot. Here's what we're doing here. Because at least for me, I feel like over communication is going to be useful. To add to that, have a proper call sheet, like it kind of giving the game plan of what's happening. So here's the shots we're doing first. Here's second, boom. And then there's a lot of steps I do in terms of like pre-production to make sure that once we step on the set, once we're filming, we try to be as efficient as possible. And even with all that planning, shit does happen. Like sometimes, like planning, like especially if you're working with like lights, just changing that around, changing the lens, that takes time. And like sometimes talent ends up waiting for a little longer. So I would say like however long you think a shoot's gonna be, if you think it's gonna be like a 3-hour shoot, I would just say double or even triple it, because you don't know what's gonna happen. So I would say safely double it. So if a 3-hour shoot, I would say freaking 6. Just because, again, I don't know how big the crew is going to be. I don't know who you're working with, what it is, but it you never know. It becomes, so it does feel nice having that little extra buffer time, and also does feel nice to not feel like you're having to rush to get the shot. And then just also that from there is also like what to add to the whole conversation of things that could potentially go wrong. You know, that's something to try to plan out. Like what happens if the talent is late, if the set doesn't have, I don't know, this happened to us. If the set doesn't have proper ventilation, what do? A lot of people brought in their own fans to try to keep us cool. So there's some things that you can, this is again why scouting is important, and then try to figure out like what are some worst case scenarios that you can try to, like alongside with the planning and the researching and getting this data and then organizing. That's how I personally like to try to keep my shoots efficient. It is a lot of things to set up, but I'd much rather have a lot of things set up beforehand than be surprised. There's a stoic saying like the blow that hits the hardest is the one that's least expected. So and in the middle of the shoots and you're trying to coordinate so many things. You want to be focused, and you want to be able to move forward, and you want to be able to be flexible and call shots quickly. And then it's trickier if there's a lot of information that you didn't know or you overlooked. So, and if you plan ahead for as much as possible, you're not going to solve 100% of problems. Maybe you get 60-70. At least there's 60-70% of things that are covered because you planned for it. And you know, the rest is because you expected it, because you thought out worst case scenarios. So it's a lot of planning ahead of time. You know, there's a saying of going, let's fix it in post, fucking fix it in pre-production. That way it's not a pain in the ass trying to fix it in post, because now you're like, oh, I should have done this.